Chapter 35. Despite the feeling of awe, Gonf could not help smiling to himself. After watching Salamand Dastan from afar, seeing the column of fire that spouted from its top, and recalling the very name meant Mountain of the Fire Lizard, the little mouse thief immediately saw it was a trick worthy of some mind as clever and resourceful as his own. It was more than a cave, he decided. It was a huge mountain hall. At its centre was a mighty furnace-like forge. A towering column of rockwork took it up to the ceiling, away out of sight. Surrounded by hares, there stood the father of all badgers. He was pure silver from tip to tail, with a double broad creamy white stripe either side of his forehead. Above the thickly muscled limbs and barrelled chest, a pair of wild eyes surveyed the newcomers. Giving the mighty bellows handle a powerful downward swing, he tossed a red-hot spear point with a quick flick of his bare paws. It landed in a water trough with a boiling hiss of bubbles. As the badger stumped across to them, Martin could almost feel the reverberations through the rock floor. He towered above them, extending a calloused paw that resembled a chunk of rock.
Welcome to Salamandastron, friends. I am Boar the Fighter.
The big voice boomed and echoed about the hall. His paw enveloped by Boar's, Martin felt very tiny. Now the full impact of Bella's words came to him. Here indeed was one to save Mossflower. The silver badger looked as if he could tear Katir to pieces with his paws.
I am Martin the Warrior. This is young Dinny, and these two are Gonf and Logalog. I have travelled from Mossflower with my friends to bring a message from your daughter, Bella of Brock Hall.
Boar unfastened his apron and shed it.
All this I know. Come, let us go to my cave. It is more comfortable there. My hares will bring you food and drink, and you can clean yourselves up.
As they followed Boar, Gonf whispered to Martin.
How does he know, matey? Is he a magic badger?
Shh!
Martin silenced the mouse thief.
Watch your manners. We'll get to know soon enough.
Boar's cave was indeed comfortable. There were ledges to sit or lie upon, covered in velvety moss. Plants grew around the walls and hung from the ceiling. There was a rough rock table and a pool in one corner, with steam rising from its surface.
The pool is heated from my forge,
Boar said, noticing their surprise.
You may bathe there later. You will observe that it is never cold here, again, thanks to the forge. But please be seated. Here comes the food.
The hares brought in new bread, fresh salad, baked fish, mint water, and a selection of last autumn's fruits, crystallised in honey. After the frugal seashore meals, the four travellers ate like a regiment many times their number. Boar watched them with something approaching amusement on his gigantic face. Gonf gave him a friendly wink.
So, the flames of the forge carry up that rock flue and shoot out the top of Salamandastron, eh?
Boar winked back at Gonf.
You are a very perceptive little fellow, Gonf the thief.
Prince of Mouse Thieves, matey,
Gonf corrected him.
But how did you know he was a thief?
Martin interrupted. Boar leaned his chin on muscular paws, bringing his eyes level with Martin.
I know many things, little mouse. Later I will show you how. Now, is that young Dinny, grandson of my childhood friend Dinny the Mole?
There's a boar, that I be. You know my gran for old Dinny.
Of course I do. Is the old rascal still going strong?
Oh, he be fair and a flea, and older than 20 hogs.
Dinny laughed.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. And what about you, Logalog?
Sir Bo, I'm a boat builder, one time leader of the Northwest Shrew tribe.
Oh, why one time leader?
Because I'm all that's left of my tribe in freedom,
Logalog explained.
We were captured by sea rats. I was the only one to escape the galleys.
Boar's eyes hardened to a burning ferocity, and the bones in his paws cracked audibly as he ground them together.
Sea rats! Dirty, treacherous, murdering scum!
Martin was shocked at the deep hatred in Boar's voice. He listened intently as the badger continued.
Not only do they burn and plunder among honest creatures, but they are savage to their own kind, sinking each other's ships, murdering their own companions for an extra pawful of loot.
Logalog has told me of a sea rat called Ripfang of the Bloodwake.
Martin interrupted.
Do you know him?
Boar pointed seaward.
That one? He's out there now. My spies have been watching him all spring, sailing from north to south of here, waiting his chance to attack Salamandastron. Ripfang is the most evil of all sea rats. He has fought and sunk all others who sail in these waters, pressing their crews as slaves in his service. He is also the cleverest and most cunning of them all.
In what way is he clever and cunning?
Gonf asked, noting the concern on Boar's face.
Well, he has never feared Salamandastron or the legends that surround this place. Ripfang is very daring, too. He has personally been here and knows that it is only myself and a few hares who keep the myth of the mountain alive. Others we can scare off, but not Ripfang. It is written that soon he will mount a major war against Salamandastron.
This was the second time that Boar had spoken of things that had not yet happened. Martin was curious.
You say it is written, Boar.
The badger stood tall, pointing at Martin.
What is that broken weapon you wear about your neck, like a medal?
He asked. The warrior mouse took it off and gave it to Boar, who inspected it closely as Martin explained.
That was once the sword of my father. He was a warrior. How it came to be broken, I will tell you. Because your daughter, Bella, asked me to inform you about all that is going on in Mossflower.
As they ate and rested, Martin told Boar how he came to Katir, the plight of the woodlanders, and Bella's plea for Boar to return to his birthright and free the land. Throughout the narrative, Boar the fighter said nothing. He paced the room, turning the broken sword hilt over in his paws, looking at it as if it carried some message for him. Martin finished his recitation of the events.
So you see, Mossflower has need of its son, Boar,
he concluded.
You must come back with us.
There was silence. When the silver badger spoke, he did not answer the plea.
This is a very ancient sword hilt. A good one. I can make it into a new weapon. I must give it a blade that will not be broken again by anything.
Martin saw that Boar would not be pressed for answers. He decided to comply until the badger's mood changed.
Thank you, Boar. I would dearly like to see my father's old sword forged into a new weapon. Since it was broken, I felt like half a warrior carrying half a sword.
Boar shook his massive head.
Your mistake, Martin. You are a real warrior, a full and true one. You have the heart. I can see it in you. But when I make this sword anew, you must always remember that it is not the weapon, but the creature that wields it. A sword is a force for good, only in the paws of an honest warrior. But enough now. You and your friends are tired. I will talk to you tomorrow and show you many things. Sleep here. If you wish to bathe the dust of travel away, I will send my hares with dry towels for you.
Boar took his leave of the travellers. The hot bath was deep and refreshing. Trubs, Wather and Fring turned up with huge soft towels.
One each, you chaps. No splashing.
Wash behind your ears, old sport.
Night-night. See you in the morning.
Dry, full and warm, they lay on the moss-covered ledges. Dinny yawned.
So we'm come to Salamandastor at last.
Logalog stared at the high ceiling.
A wonderful place indeed. Strange creature that Boar, eh, Martin?
Oh, He'll tell us what he intends when he's good and ready,
Martin said airily.
Let's get some sleep. I've a feeling tomorrow's going to be a full day.
Gonf could not resist a rendition of his latest song.
At last the weary travellers have reached their heart's desire. We quested overland to reach the mountain of the fire, to meet with Bor the fighter, who knows secrets dark and deep.
Gonf sat up, scratching his whiskers.
What rhymes with deep, mateys?
Three wet towels knocked him flat.
You might try sleep!